Mais sugya. About the nemonis of a woman and the effects on their marriage. Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achrayna. A woman who says tmei anilach. Serious repercussions. But so we need to really understand the mechanics and understand that this sugya is not just an adarim dika sugya, but it really relates to the connection between a husband and a woman. Originally, if a woman would say that she's tamei to her husband, or shamayim b'ni levenecha, it's not working out, or she asserted herself from all of the Jews, so that she was yaitzis, and she was nightless ksubasa. The Ran points out that it has to be a case of einus to a case of an einus, because if it's an eishes yisrael, then she doesn't get her ksuba, right? And if it's the einus by yisrael, so she's not yaitzis. That it's just kain be'ainis that they can't stay married, but she doesn't lose her ksuba. She's not knast. Fine. What does it mean v'netula ani mina yehudim? What's the case v'netula ani mina yehudim? So the emes is, I'm like mesupak what to talk about first. There's two major parts of this mishnah, and I think I want to get back to v'netula ani mina yehudim in a little bit, even though it really comes up first. Maybe it doesn't even come up first. Really need to understand the mahalach of the Mishnah Rishayna to the Mishnah Achrayna. If a woman fundamentally, she says tmei anilach, I somehow am usher to you. So the kasha is, the Rishayna will ask that avada she should be nema, right? And yet the Mishnah Achrayna says that she's not nemanis, because they saw that this was a bad protocol, that she was shema nesna ina ba'acher. So therefore, she had no longer nemonis to say that she's tmei anilach. So the kasha is a din d'oraisa. There's a gemara in Ksubis on Daf Tes that tells us shavi anafshe chaticha diyisura, that if a woman says that I was mezane, the woman says that I'm osur to you, so, or a woman says that any isur, so she's not nemonis l'gabi acherim, but she's nemonis l'gabi atzma, and therefore she's going to be osur to him. So how do we deal with that? So that's this heavy run. In Dira Maskel Ve'ikla Medak. So let's just see it. Ve'ikla Medak Amastisin. Came in the Medina da Amra Tvei Anilach Mitzra Abayla Commissioner Rishayna Shem Shaloi Teheno Yisena Seinea Ba'acher Heyach Yitiru V'chi Yisr Shabal Leichan Halach. How do you have a flip-floppy Mishnah of a Mishnah Rishayna Mishnah Achrayna? But Maisa the Mistaber Zokderan is like the Mishnah Rishayna. That's the classic din of Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Yisur. So the Ran quotes a slew of Tirutz. Yesh Misha Tirutz. The Afagav the Medina Aser Sharul Arbanim Avatla Milsa Dereis Mishum Migdar Milsa Bekum Beesid Together Godla Godruba Shaloi Titen Ena Vaacher Lafkia Atzmi Yad Baila Vershus Biyadim Lasos Kain Kedamrina Biyavamis Migdar Milsa Shain. So certain Rishain is the Bali Atayisus. The Bali Atayisus hold, and this is Taisus Shita and Yavamis and Daf Peches Taisus Shita in a few places in Shas. Taisus holds Bedavar Adoyme. Even though the general rule is that ein koyach lechachomim lakor daven aman atayu bekum beesi, Chazal can say, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, shechalius b'shabbos. Chazal can say, be b'shev al tasa. But Chazal can never make up a din that they can tell you to proactively go against the Torah. However, Taisus says, there are certain cases that they can. B'davar adaymer, in a situation where they thought it was mistaper, this is above and beyond what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, b'horasha. But this sheet is saying it's not just a one-time deal. This is going to be every case that a woman says tmei anilach, and it's going to be a situation where it's going to be the minhag of women, and they're going to start looking at other men, and then they're going to, right and left, the rabbanim are going to be dealing with this left and right. This is a phenomenon that people have to realize. I tell this to people all the time. You have to make gdarim with couples, to make sure that you don't. Even if you're not saying tmei anilach, but you're saying you're going to start comparing in terms of shalom bayis, it's going to cause problems. So the chazal, we're going to deal with this on a constant basis. So therefore, Tosfos says that that's b'davar adoyma. They have the koyach to constantly be oikar adavar min ha-Torah. It's a big chiddush. That's Tosfos shita, which is the source. The major machlokas rishonim. What's the source that eid echad b'aguna is neman? So Tosfos shita, the Rambam and the Rif have their shita. The Ritva is his shita. Tosfos Rashi has his shita, and Tosfos has his shita. Tosfos says yesh koyach chacham lakad over Torah b'davar adoyma. Something that's necessary, iguna in the war, you have to have an eitz like this. So that's where Chazal were basically aver to be oikir davar minatayra. They were oikir the shidduch and the fact that davar shabereva ain't davar shabereva pachta vishnayim. And we're going to rely on one aid or a puzzle aid in such situations. Okay, the hikshal zet she ain bez the masal oikir davar minatayra ela b'shevet altase inam v'kuvasei lahar roshal levad kel yor ba'kar mavul darislo. So the Ran's quoting the Rishonim that don't accept Shitas HaTosfos. That no, you don't have that. That's not what the Gemara was matir. So Mimela, obviously they had, these Rishonim are obviously going to learn Eid Echad B'Iguna in a different Mahalach. Milsa David Lugluye or whatever other Mahalach that they were uprooted. The Kiddushin, whatever it is. Another pshat in Eid Echad B'Iguna because they didn't fundamentally agree to Shitas HaTosfos. That B'davar Adoyme, you're allowed to constantly be Oiker. It's only a Rasha, and it's only B'shev Al Tasa constantly. Ulididi Loi Kashali, Zokta Ran, Chayechad Amrina Mekam Meduchti, Dekolo Mekadesh, Adayt the Rabbana Mekadesh, right? Tomorrow night I have a chuppah. So we tell the Chosin that he's to say, Areya Mekadesh Asli, Kadas Moishav Yisrael. So half the Rishonim, Tosfos Mavavasa writes, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael gives Chazal the ability and the Shlita to govern over that relationship. Memela, in that relationship, because you say those words, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, and it would be an invalid Kedushin if you wouldn't say those words, because we need that the ability to Chachamim to have such certain Shlita in situations where it's necessary. So Zok Daran, that's the reason why Chachamim can be Mafkiya the Kedushin, because it was all Al Das, the Rabbanim. So then Amela, what happens? So Chazal decide that at that second when she had Znus, Shitaka wasn't married. So therefore, technically, she's not an Eish Zinsa, and she's Mutter to her Baal, and she can act Taka have Truma. Can I read him in Gemara? Problem with this pshat is that it's only applicable to certain situations. It has to be that she was nivellus to a kosher. If she was nivellus l'pasala, so then she's going to be usher to a kohen, like we spoke about at the Shalosh Hodashir, right? You have a woman that who could be mezana with a guy. Right, and unfortunately, these stories happen. It's very difficult. Bali Tshuva, it's very difficult situations. So you can some of the potential shidduchim could be a problem. So in the Neishas Koyin, the Ran says so that why didn't the Mishnah Mechalik what the case is that it would be dependent on who the person that she was mezana with. So that's the problem with that. But fundamentally, that works because once it's adaita derabbanan, so memela that was the chacham deciding to uproot it, and then memela afterwards they said that we didn't give her nemanus. Achirim titzru the Mishnah Rishonim lav dina ktana. The medina vade ena isha nemanus lomar tmein ani lach lavkia atzmi baila shimishu bedes lo. Really pum faker. There is no shavian afshad chadich liyisura. Why is it no shavian afshad chadich liyisura? Because she doesn't have an anemonas. Why? Because she's meshubedis to him. Right? So let the neder, right? Or she's not taking a neder here. That's not a good kasha. So she doesn't have an anemonas. So anytime you're not a bailam on that. I could ask her this. I don't like the stipler. So I could ask the stipler because I'm a shaylit. I'm not affecting anyone else. And I'm the bailam on this. Great. But if you don't have that manas for that, you don't have the ability to do that. You don't have that ability to. So Memela, she never was Naman to begin with. So what's the missionary Shaina? So what was the story in the first place? El mishum daha mils to tmei anilach kasif. I'm sorry. Yeah, el mishum daha mils to tmei anilach kasifala. Kinu me missionary Shaina lam nuah. What does that mean? Daha milsan daha tmeyani lach sifala. Takinu b'mishnah rishon la'amina. The lab the kush the kamer lo have a mezalzel nafshel meimrach. Meaning there's an umdina. It's not the pshat that it's working out shavya nafshe. It's just that, wait a second. Would this woman go through such a matzav and such an embarrassment? Hitaka was an emes, so therefore Chazal said maybe there's truth to the story. Not alter nemonus, just alteraya that maybe it's factual because she's embarrassing herself. So we thought in such a situation that maybe we should be chayshish for his nos, not because of her statement, not because shavya nafshech d'chadizura, maybe it's because of her raglayim ledover. Because of her raglayim ledover, that it's mistama true. And we have to respond in that way if she's going to embarrass him. But then Chazal saw Michi Chazur Rabbanu Basra Deikul Meichus Shema Tehin Nosenas Ineh Ba'acher Ukma Adina. Then they said, no, it's not. But there's an ulterior motive over here, and the Mela. Therefore, we don't have to be concerned about it, and therefore, there's no Raglayim Ladover here. It's just Ineh Nosu Ba'acher. So these are the different shittas that many of the Rishonim are discussing in order to try to get off the ground. Why? Isn't it pasha that there should be now? I mean, the Rishonim over here are Minakotza Lakotza. Minakotza Lakotza is the Mishnah Rishonim of the Pashtus, and now you have to stand on your head to explain Mishnah Achreina of why she doesn't have Nemonis because of Shavya Nafshech Tichdi Yisura, or the opposite of why you would say that what? Why you would say that she's not Nemonis, that really it's not true that she never had Nemonis, and her whole Nemonis was only Midrabbanan and not really Miikar Adin. How does the first shita deal with the kasha of the Ran, the Achirim Tirtzu, that there is no Shabbat on Ashad the Chaticha the Yisur because she's Meshubedas to him? And why would our Hanacha be that it's Aser, and the Chiddush is on the Mishnah Achrin, and you have to come on to Man de Kaddish Adai to the Rabbanim Mekaddish, or Davar Adoyimeh? All of those shitas are holding Minat Torah. Really, she should be Ne'emenis. And you should. What? Yeah, but what gave her Ne'emenis to that? Why doesn't the Shebut block that Ne'emenis? Like the Taino of the Achir. Chayim Tirtz, the ministry of Shana Leidinikten, the Medina Vade Inanish Ne'emenis Lomar Tzmeya, Lafkiyatz Mevabalash Temeshu Bedeslov. So, how do you get around that Taino? No, Shebut here is Shebut Mishu Bedeslov.
Yeah, that's the case in
Tzar. Right.
Where the case in
Ksubis?
The other case with
Fatifa. The case of Shabbat and Afsha?
Yeah.
The case of
Ksubis? Yeah.
It's the Baal talking. It's the Baal saying. The Baal says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. So he took on Shabbat and Afsha Chatech Adisur. She's not directly. You're saying she's not directly
getting rid of the Shiva.
You, like the Gemara there said itself, the Gemara says there's a difference between Tashmisha Alecha or right Tashmishei Chalai, right? Anos Tashmishei Chalai, right? So you're saying you're getting to the same end zone, but you're just wording it different, so it's not a direct Tafka. So you're saying maybe they held Tmei is not a direct. It's like that other circuitous way of getting to the same answer.
You know, or
I hear.
So I was like, that sounds good.
Right.
it's more that it's like a stronger claim, right? Because it's directly going against the Shiva. It's saying I'm no longer the Shiva to you, as opposed to Hanasio Alecha, whatever it is. That it's like you don't have the power to do that because the Shiva overcomes that. But when you're saying that you're asking to begin with, then there is no shiva. It's like it's one and one.
Right, but why? But like Shavya Nafshech Chaticha D'Yisura, L'chor the Tanya is Shavya Nafshech Chaticha D'Yisura doesn't have Ne'emonis when it's affecting other people. So you have Ne'emonis L'gabi yourself, but you don't have Ne'emonis L'gabi other people. So how do you have that? Yeah, I don't know. It's good. It's a you have to say something like that, or it's a good kasha. I'm just thought of that this right now, but Hanotzarchin. What to think about? Okay, but there's a, yeah.
One technical point also.
Yeah.
When we say that it's we get it after Anu.
Yeah.
Here we're saying that we're uprooting the marriage for like a day or whatever long, and then we put it back in, right?
Yeah. Meaning, why is she eating truma?
Yeah.
I
never heard of Akrinu that allows that to reinstitute.
Yeah. It's a little strange. I mean, you're not. Right, and you're saying, and why can't I just say, like, whatever, they're living with each other, not married, because then the kasha is, how could she eat truma? Right. I mean, that's what's bothering you. Stamots, or you don't like that they're living together, not married.
Didn't the earlier people want to deal with the truma? That would, even if by one case you wouldn't be okay, but truma maybe would be makel?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think it is a new application of just that shah, and then it would, and it's a new mechanism of afka. Usually afka of kiddushin, like the way the Rishonim explained in Ksubas Daf Gimel, is hefker bezin hefker. It uproots it. It blew up the whole marriage. So now it's gone. It's gone. You want to get married, you have to do a new ceremony. You have to pay for the all. You know, you have to put in an investment. It's a pella over here. That you put a pause on the marriage. I think I saw the Chassam Sofer actually speaks that out, that it's dafka oisei shah of the bia, but in achanami, your point's well taken, that's a new type of afkinu, meaning meich desi, like how does that even work, and how do
now
you...
Now the afkinu goes back to the beginning,
It goes back to the beginning, but what we're saying is that it's not blowing it up, it's pausing it. We're not going to have marriage in that second. And what makes you married now? Oh, we didn't pause that second. I mean, how do you get married again? How are you doing truma now?
Is it going back to the beginning? I don't think it's going. It's not necessarily going back to the beginning.
Beginning, what's your beginning?
Beginning of the marriage.
No. Shaspia.
Yeah.
Shasnus. No, but I'm saying, why are you married now?
So what's Afghan Rabbanon Hushim mean? Kara. What does that mean?
By this nus.
Kara from the beginning.
Kol dema kavis adad rav afkin rabbanu kedusha minei hachana mihocha kol shomer lebaila afkin rabbanu kedusha mei kara the nimtza shenen sapnuya haisa. Is that mei kara going on the original marriage? And I have to look at this lashon of some sefer how he explains it, but either way, even Benji, according to you, it's still. So why are they married now? Yeah, why is she eating truma? How does this marriage come back into life? It's a chapella. But the biggest pella is this pshat in Taisus. There is a fascinating shita of Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. This is a collector's item. So the Rabbi Elazar Mimitz says... Here, the skinny lines. Chazur loymer ainan emanis. So let's see there. The chayshin and shemanos ainan ba'acher. You with me? In timer, tmei ani alacha. My loy mehem na hashavish and atu chadich li yisur. Kedamrim and kedusha perak loymer. Kedashtani v'hu amar lo kedashte chu motar bekrova se v'yasur bekrova. That's the gemara's mucker that your net. You don't have the tesis. Oh, sorry. Chazur loymer ainan emanis. So Taisus I just read that Taisus just asking the kasha of Shavyanav Shechtich Yisura, quotes the mucker of Shavyanav Shechtich Yisura, that whoever said it is only Neman for them, but can't answer the mate because you don't have that Shlita, okay? You don't have that Bailus. Listen to this. It's about seven lines up from the wide lines of the Taisus. The Tiritz Reb Elazar, that's Reb Elazar Mimitz. The Loi Matzinu Zoyne Shi Asura Linasa Likayin. Devadai hu muzer ale, aval hi ainu muzeres alav. Chiddush, Parshas Emor. Wow, siyata d'shmaya. Who is aser to marry the forbidden marriages of an eishes koyin? The koyin. But the woman is not usser, givaldik, what a geshmaka teretz. The only problem is it's dead wrong. It's absolutely wrong. It's against the beferish of Gemara Yevamos. Gemara Yevamos, would say probably in 10 days, is daf yomi. Pay dalet. The kosha, the ka'amr beperek yesh mutaris, kol hecha di'ihu muzer, ihi muzheris. Gemara says beferish, any woman is obligated on all these sirei kohuna. And she is usher. So what is Rabbi Elazar even saying? Imamish, like blatant Gemara that he ignored. Fine. So what's going on over here? What's going on with this Rabbi Elazar Mimitz? How do you resolve this Rabbi Elazar Mimitz? So it could be Rabbi Elazar Mimitz didn't miss the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Mimitz understood a lumdus in that Gemara. That what some of the Achronim say, the Rabbi Elazar Mimitz held, is that yes, it's true. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Pei Daled that a Zoyna, a Grusha, a Hamanah for a Kohen Gadol, they're all Aser, Kashem Shehu Aser, Gam Ihi Muzheris. But even that, just that Lush, the Lushin of the Gemara, what's the nature of that Iser? What's the nature of that Iser? So Rabbi Elazar Mimitz understood it wasn't an independent Iser. It wasn't an Iser that Dine, Isure, Kuhuna, Zoyna, Grusha, Amana, all these dinim is kihechi, it's asr on the kohen, it's also asr on the mizana, the woman. No. The vart is that her, the geder ha-isr, Chassam Sofer writes, the geder ha-isr is a ke'ena lifnei iver on the kohen, or on the kohen gadol. In whatever relationship you're talking about, the Torah asserted in who was the focus when it came to Parshas Emor? Parshas Emor, the focus is on the Kohen Gadol, whoever it is in the Eishes in the Isuri Kohuna. And on that, the Gemara in Yevamos Pei Daled Amud Beis says what? Ki Eichad Ihu was Muzer Inami Muzeris.
Oh,
very good question. The Rishonim discussed that there. The Rishonim, the Ramban asked that kasha, very good. Why did you typically lift the Ever? But the Chiddush is, the Chiddush of the Gemara is, that's Tamakasha. However you learn, that's Tamakasha. And you're anyways usher. That's the Ramban. The Ramban talks about that. There's
saying,
a little,
why would the Gemara
go out of its way to say that? That's a kasha on the Gemara there. Why aren't you just over lift the Ever? Right. What do you need? So the teretz is that the Gemara is saying, it's not that she has Isurei Kohuna. She has an iser to facilitate that relationship. And when she is the chefta shel iser in that relationship, so now, by the way, you should know, ki heicha dehu muzer, hinami muzeris. Comes along Rabbi Elazar Mimitz and says, nafkamina what? If you learn that that's the nature of the iser, what's going to be in a situation where it's a what? That's a tmei anilach. It's a shavya nafshi chaticha de isura. She's not be'etzem oser. She's not a chetzed yisura. She's not a bu'ul l'chayin gadol. She's not an amon l'chayin gadol. She's just saying that she is usher and she only has nemanus because of shafi and nafshe chaticha yisura. But al pidin, based on the Gemara and Kiddushin, she has no nemanus l'gabi achirim. He's mutter. The guy who she's talking about is mutter to her krovim, right? She has no nemanus to talk about someone else. She has no nemanus to only take yisurim on herself. Shafi and nafshe chaticha yisura is only on yourself. So Mimela Zakhtar Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, this is the nafkamina. This is the reason why the Isser is not going to apply. Because if the Geder HaIsser is only to be Machshel him, and that's the nature of her Isser, Isurei Kuhuna, so Mamela, when it's going to be Mutter to him, so she's never going to have the Isser. Mamela, the whole thing is totally Heter Gomer. It's a Geshmak alumnus in the Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, if that's the way. And that's L'chayra, the other Rishayim, L'chayra, are arguing in Yevamos Pei Daled, how to understand the nature of the woman's Isser, L'gave Isurei Kuhuna. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, the last zman that we have, I want to talk about this issue of Netula and Imina Yehudim. So if you look at Taisus later on in Tehei Netula Mina Yehudim, so Taisus asks the following kasha. Taisus says, Ve'ein L'tmaya, the second line. You see where I am? V'tehei Netula Mina Yehudim. She's taking a nether to asser herself on all of the Jews. The Ein L'tmaya Hei Achal Nidra, Al tashvish Yehudim achir and ba'ide ishishis, v'ha in eser chalaser. Frek the Taisvis, what do you mean? You're assering on all Yehudim, and what? And the Gemara goes on, what does the Mishnah go on to say? That the Baal should be made for Chalko, but she's Enechanami still Aser L'chola Yehudim. Frek Taisvis, how is she Aser L'chola Yehudim? It's an Enes Erchal Lisser. She's already Aser L'chola Yehudim because of Enes Erchal Lisser. Because of Eishas Ish, I'm sorry. And Memela, this Isser should never be Chal. So the Taisvis, V'yesh Leimer, Dehavi Isser Koilel. It's an Isser Koilel, which means what? When you include other people or other objects that didn't have an Isser beforehand, that's koilel, the way to remember it is koilel dvarma mutarim and dvarma mesurim. It's easier if you say the whole statement out. The ascha v'tashvish ba'al shu heter chal nami al achir. So what? The Baal was mutter. The Baal never had the Isser Eishes Ish. And the Baal now is going to be included in this Isser. So migo that it's chal and the dvarma mutarim, the Baal, so now it's chal also legabe the achir. Good. Fractosis, Sarchil, Mandar, the L, Kuli, Pirkin, Rabiosi, the Rabiosi, Leslie, Sir Koil, Bishisish, Vinasis, Hamosa, the Omer, Nidom, Zika, Rishona, Abolov. So, Fractosis, I don't understand. Rabiosi is the author of our Perek, and Rabiosi doesn't have an Isser Koil. So, that's Tosis leaves off. Shver. Good. Mishma.
That means that it's
Isser Koil,
and then the Baal is only made for his Chalka.
Yeah.
But the rest of it's
still Chal, exactly. Yeah. It's like, he sneaks him in, and then he locks the door. Exactly. So there's a great ha'ara of the Beis HaLevi. I mean, the Stipler here quotes it. I sent the Stipler to you guys. It's mamash, a fascinating Stipler. So just keep this Taisis in mind. First of all, Taisis says he doesn't understand why the neder should be chal, it should be usr anyways, right? What do you mean? Let's go back to old Chaburas. I thought Nidarim are Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah. So if you remember, we had a Chabura on this based on a whole Sugya and Shvuas on Daf Chafim and Beis Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, and we brought in other Rishonim. I think it was in the Chaburas in the second parak. So we pointed out that, Rashi Shita is that Nidarim Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah meant Bein B'Mitzvahs Esei, Bein B'Yisurim. But Tosis writes in Shvuas B'Feirish, that when it comes to Isurim, Meshev Al Taisa, that Nedarim are not Chal. And that Taisis writes explicitly, a Neder can't be Chal on Macholos Asurus, on Achila on Yom Kippur. And it might, what's the Svar to say that it is Chal? So L'choira, we said B'Shaito, is that every Isur Torah is an Isur Gavra. So the Ran says, what are you assering with a neder? You're assering a bit of Isser Chefza. So that could be Chal on an Isser. But Taisus might not agree with that. But Taisus might hold so very Gishmak. So now let's just keep that in mind. Let's keep that in mind that we're handling Shitas HaTaisus. Okay? Taisus clearly, Lishitaso, had this Kasha. But if you wouldn't have had this Kasha, so you could just say, I don't care about Inis or Chal Isser. Just say what? Neder's chal, advar mitzvah, like Rashi will hold. And if there are Rishonim that hold like that, so they would not hold like Taisus Kasha B'chlal. Yeah, Adam.
Could you potentially differentiate between here and Machlos Asuros? Because here there's a matir in the case.
Here there's a what?
There's a matir through Gerishin or through Misa. So it's kind of like hanging in the balance beam, and then it becomes chal then.
No, but I'm saying the Isser is fully chal. There's just a way to uproot it. But right now the Isser is chal. It's a full-fledged Isser.
Then it could still come into effect when the Isser is gone. It could still has potential to come into effect.
But every Isser is like that. Gemara and Yavama says that by every Isser. Mitla Tali V'Koy. Why not? If you have Yom Kippur on Nevela, right? So it's Aser Menevela, and if you say Ein Isser Chal Isser, you don't have hold of an Isser Koyla, let's say it's just, you hold straight up, every Isser is Ein Isser Chal Isser. So the second Isser is not Chal. If the Nevela would somehow be Paka, so then the Yom Kippur would be Chal. We'll get to there in Mirtz Shem soon in a second, but L'chayrach, that should apply to a neder also. So listen to the stipler. So the stipler quotes a tour on Argamar. The tour in Yeridei in Simin Reish Lamedal, it writes like this: Vim Omar Koinim Tashmishi Allah Al Kola Olam. If a woman said, "I'm going to aser Tashmish on the whole world," Yefer Chalko, like our Mishnah, Bumasis in the Seif Nedarim Netula Animan Ayudim Yefer Chalko. He has to be made for his chiluk. Frak the Beis Yosef on the tour, Beis Yosef Hiksha, Dechihai gavna shoyseres tashmisha al achirim ain't sarach habal klal habal lehafer chalko de'eni yochol leser atzma al habal mishum the mishabdalek mevur benedarim daf tesvav. This is the old sugya in the second parak. She is mishubedes. She can't say I'm osir on you, right? Like Morty was saying before, she doesn't have that ability. So why did the tour qualify that if she said that I'm osir on you, then she doesn't even the nether's not even cha. Umas nisin de netula anim and ayuhudim al korchem esparish show seres ha'achir mal atzbu k'derav kahana. But rather, the case of Netula Mayinuhudin is only in one specific case, that she says, Acherim are Asurim Alai. But if she says, Ani Osir HaKol HaYehudim, she's Meshubedes, and she doesn't have that ability to make such a nether like we learned earlier in the Gemaras. Good. V'adrisha v'abach v'ashach tirtu. They answer the Beis Yosef's question. De'af al-bida amrinan ha'noz tashvishaych alecha. It's not true. Any Lashon of our Mishnah. Again, I'll ask you the following question before we listen to this tour. What is the woman saying when she says Netula ani min ha'yehudim? Again, the Baal is included in that Netula ani min ha'yehudim. He's a Yehudi, right? So how is she saying that? So the Torah just says, whatever she says, she says. Frek the Beis Yosef, it can't be. She doesn't have the ability to ask herself onto the Baal. That's the Gemara, Daf Tes Vav. She can't do that. So it has to be, our Mishnah is only one specific case. Why isn't anyone clarifying that our Mishnah is specified to that case where she's asking Achirim and not asking herself to Achirim? Zok the Drisha, Zok the Bach, Zok the Shach. No, the Mishnah is both cases. Even if she says, Hanos Tashmisheich Alecho. How's that possible? She's Meshubedes. Zok there, why? There's a Koila. There's a Koila. Meaning what? She's Koilel Acherim Min HaYehudim. It was a general statement. So Kihechi, that it's Chal Min Tzad, where she's not Meshubedes to the Acherim. So now she's also chal on the Baal. Good? That's the Bach, the Shach, and the Drisha's Teretz. Geschmack? Not geschmack at all. It's upgeschluckt. Because, how can you say that? Go back to Toysus. Toysus just said, Pumfaket! Toysus just says, how is the Achirim Zisr chal? It's only chal through what? It's fucking an iser chal iser. So what's his answer? Through koilel. Oh, we're learning a koilel here. Geschmack. Iser koilel. What's the koilel? The Baal didn't have an iser. So if the Baal didn't have an iser, he doesn't have an iser ish. So miga de chal ala Baal, chal ala Achirim. So now the Torah says the exact opposite. The Torah says the reason why I can answer up for the Beis Yosef according to the Drisha and the Shach. That what? Netula ani min ha'yehudim. And no one that specifies that it's specific one way. No one addresses the Gemara and Daf Tes Vav. So the Pashas is like the Achrenim are assuming that it's both ways, no matter what she says, Netula ani min ha'yehudim, even if it's Atzmi Alech, so then what? But how could it be? Now you're telling me it's only through Koilo? But we just learned in Tosis that it's Koilo in the opposite direction. Everyone hear the Kasha? It's a bomb Kasha. It's circular.
Yeah.
So Zakta Avnim Elulim, Zakta Reb Kivei Eger. Wait a second. The tour we know doesn't hold like Tosis. This is only Tosis Lashitoso that's stuck in Shavuos that holds Nedarim is not Chal on Dvar Mitzvah. But the tour happens to hold like Rashi. And the tour holds that Nedarim are Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah. So Memela, they never need to come on to what? They never need to come on to this Chiddush of the reason why the Isser is Chal. It's not in Isser Chal Isser. Nedarim are Shani, Nedarim are Chal at Bar Mitzvah. So it happens to be that the Tur L'Shitoso in that Cheshbin is very Gishmak. But then this gets to what Adam was saying. Comes along the Beis HaLevi and he really just uproots the whole Taisus. I understand something Rabbi say. Prima Gadim has this Lomdus. I think we've quoted this Lomdus in the past. When the Gemara says Ein Isser Chal Isser, what does that mean? Means there's no Isser at all? Means the Isser is not at all existent? So the Gemara happens to be, the Gemara discusses Lagabi in Yevamis, Lagabi in Achos Isha, that's going to be Chamoso on an Achos Isha, the Isser is Mitla Talavikal, is up the Gemara, that if it uprooted, that Memela, what, that the second Isser could be Chal. As Nafkamin is Lagabi a Tzara and Pater and a Tzara, whatever it is. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Nafkamin, huh? So Gemara says, L'kayvro bein rishayim gemur. You can't put it in the same beis hakvaros as someone who doesn't have an enes achal iser. You have a tally of 70 averes. I have 70 with an enes achal iser. We can't be put in the same beis hakvaros. But la'oinshin, I can't be punished for it. What's talking about oinshin here? We're not asking oinshin. Frekta beis alivi doesn't even understand what Tosis kasha is. What's shayach enes achal iser here? What we want to know, is there an iser over here? We want to know, can they stay married? This iser is going to be nagay if they're married. We're not handling Malkus right now. We're not handling Bal Yachel. Well, what's Bechlal bothering Tosis? Zokta Eilige Beis Alevi Zetman Funda. You see from here, against the Lomdus. Tosis clearly held, Ein Iser Chalal Iser meant in Gans. He didn't go with that Gemara in Yevamos. Or he held that there was Amaron that disagreed with that Shita. That when you say Enes Chal Iser, Zokta Taisus, the Beis Alevi says that Taisus talked away in the Dharma of Datsadiyom and Beis by asking this Kasha, and mainly you see from here that he held Enes Chal Iser meant clean sweep. There is no Iser Shayach Bechla. Which mainly the Stipler says is another way. Even if the tour didn't hold like what? Like, happened to work out beautifully, that the tour holds like Rashi, so mainly he doesn't hold up Taisus Kasha. He thinks that the Torah still could have disagreed with Taisus, but for a different reason. To say this lumdus of Enes Chal Iser. That even though what? It's not Chal in Yenoinshin, but it's Chal in Yen Legabe the Iser, to Memela, that theoretically it could be Chal, and therefore it's still more Usser because of the second Iser. It's just that you're not going to get an Einish for that. So Memela, that would be a way to bevorn the Taisus Kasha to begin with. But it's only Taisus that has a Chiddush that Enes Chal Iser means. In Gansin, that Memela, it's not going to have that approach, and he's not going to have that Eitzah. This lomdus of how you learn Enes Chal Iser, which now we're pointing out as Machlokes Rishonim. So this came out Halacha Lamaisa. This is a very, very important shaila. We spoke about it in the shul a few times. I think Penny asked me this question. There's some dog foods that have basar v'chalav in them. So the kasha is it asur to be nene from dog food that is basar v'chalav? So what do you mean? Of course it's asur. It's basar v'chalav. It's asur ba'ana. Basar v'chalav is asur bishul, basar v'achila, basar ba'ana. So the word is that it's an iser nevela. So it's an iser nevela with an iser basar v'chalav. So lemaisa, it's totally on a whole chiddush of the Nedev Yehuda based on a Rambam. I'm not going to get into it now in basar v'chalav. We'll talk about it, Mitzvah Shem, next time we have a shir on basar v'chalav. But it comes out that lemaisa, the Nedev Yehuda held that itaka is an aser. That the Isser Hana only applies to something which is Asr Mitam Basar V'Chalav, and since there's an Isser Enes Rechal Isser of the Basar V'Chalav, so Mela it's not going to be Asr Ba'ana. So Rabbi Ganak, I remember when I was learning Yeridah, Rabbi Ganak told me that, and Rabbi Ganak passed him like that. So I remember I was schmoozing with Rav Shechter about this Shaila, and Rav Shechter said, no, it's still Asr. You can't give it to your dogs. So what was the Taina? I, L'Chayr, the Nedev Yehuda is right. It's Enes Rechal Isser. Mela the Isser Hana of the Basar V'Chalav doesn't apply because the Isser Bishul Basar V'Chalav wasn't Chal. Ein Isser Chal Isser. So Rav Shechter said, no, Ein Isser Chal Isser means you're not punished for that second Isser, but the Isser is Kayim enough to now drag in the Isser Anah of Basar V'Chalav to now say that it's still Asr Basar V'Chalav, that now I can have the Isser Anah of Basar V'Chalav. So what's their Nekudas HaMachlekes? This very Lomdus. Can you say that there's a shame Isser Basar V'Chalav to now have that second element of Hana? Do we say the lumdus of Enes Chal Iser means it's not existing Bechlal, or the fact that it's not in full force, he's going to say that Memela, that's not going to carry the Iser Hana? And according to Rav Shechter, no, it's goof of this lumdus. As long as there's Epis, some sort of Iser, that's enough of an Iser Basar V'Chalav to carry the secondary Iser of the Iser Hana to now be in full force, and that you would not be able to give it to your dog. Yeah. Rabbi, I apologize if I went ever too long or I wasted any of your time at all during the Chaburas, and Mazel Tov to everyone. I'm looking forward to the Siyum, the Shrechem, and it's really such the Yad Deshmaya, a real hekif of 2 years, mamish from COVID, and such a recovery, and such a beautiful Masechta. Baruch Hashem. Shkaya. Shkaya. What? Switching? Oh, yeah, sure. Father. Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is that was my.